Pete, thank you, sir. Pete Williams, NBC News Justice Correspondent. These recent attacks in El Paso and Dayton have shed light on the new landscape of homegrown terrorism. And while lawmakers in Washington are debating solutions to the growing threat of white supremacist attacks, intelligence officials say they need better tools. In a new piece from the Wall Street Journal, former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts highlights the unique challenges in combating, quote, the new domestic terrorism. He writes, quote, we must swiftly and carefully apply the best practices of the last two decades since September 11, 2001 to counter this decade's domestic terrorist threat by passing new laws, increasing resources, and enhancing investigative capabilities. Clint joins me now. He's also an MSNBC national security analyst and a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute, and he's the author of Messing with the Enemy, Surviving a Social Media World of Hackers, Terrorists, Russians, and Fake News. Clint, good to see you. Thank you for being with us here. You say in your article, you highlight the differences in how jihadists and white supremacists organize. You say, lacking any such centralized leadership like the jihadists have, white supremacist terrorism overwhelmingly involves the online self-radicalization of isolated young men. As a result, there's no terrorist headquarters to discuss and target. The new terrorists don't control territory or take shelter with sympathetic governments. So how do you fight that?
Yeah, the bottom-up approach is more similar to summer 2016. We've got Islamic State-inspired terrorism going around the world. We have these inspired attacks pop up, and they're mostly coming in online. And what did we do? We got more aggressive about detecting them online and then working with state, federal, local partnerships to go ahead and interdict them on the ground. We got much better at that. If you look at the disruptions that the FBI did in 16, and then if you look even, Director Ray talked about the 100 or so cases, they've done a lot of disruptions of domestic extremists. And we saw that even this past week.
On Friday we saw.
Preemptive arrest.
Right. So what does that argue for? One of the points you've often made when you're on with me is that you're not sure that it's a major benefit to society that we've moved a lot of these people off of mainstream platforms into their own specific places. And you're concerned that if we get them off of all online platforms, it actually becomes harder to penetrate and find out what they're up to.
Yeah, for every one that you push off a mainstream platform, they're going and congregating in these extreme corners of the internet, weird social media platforms you don't know, 8chan, Gab. And every time that happens, then that means you have to go from technical surveillance, kind of in mass, which you can do across the board, to human intelligence going into these communities just like you would infiltrating a gang or organized crime, but you have to do that in an online way. It's much, much tougher and much more resource intensive.
I want to just note, you talk about incels, misogynists who are violent toward women. The rhetoric of both incel and white supremacist groups surfaced in the vile social media videos made by the shooter who killed two women last year in a yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida. This stew of entitlement, hatred, and self-aggrandizement is likely to continue to characterize American domestic terrorism, which makes identifying would-be attackers more difficult. Why is it more difficult?
In international terrorism, we'd say they support Al-Qaeda, they support ISIS, they cite bin Laden, they support Baghdadi. Who is that in these communities? And what you also see is it's a self-selected one. We've even seen individuals, there was a man arrested in Phoenix who was citing both the alt-right and Al-Qaeda ISIS propaganda in the same way. So they're picking their own adventure, so to speak, in terms of the ideology they want. So it becomes very difficult to pin down. Mm. When are they moving from protected speech to mobilize into violence?
Right.
That's a really tricky part. When you don't have an organized ideology or threat group like
right.
Al-Qaeda or ISIS, it becomes very difficult to pick out what that trigger point is.
A great piece, and I hope everybody reads it. Clint Watts is an MSNBC national security analyst, a former FBI special agent, and the author of Messing with the Enemy, Surviving a Social Media World of Hackers, Terrorists, Russians, and Fake News.